very bechidin Shabbos. It's very high Shabbos. Higher than regular Shabbos.
In fact, Tzemach Tzedek writes that the Shabbos is during the 3 weeks is up as the refuah shekod molamaka. So azam madrega. So on one hand, just as yadua, on one hand, we're now during the 3 weeks, which the 3 weeks is a time of mourning. It's a time of mourning for the Churban. That's on one hand. But on the other hand, a person has to realize that in everything that the Eibershter does, even something which is apparently something which is bad, something is bad, like the Churban, we can't find something worse than the Churban, but the pnimius of the Churban, was good. That's the emes of the Zach. It's not only that the pnimius, the Churban was in order to bring something good. The pnimius of every bad is really good. And the Alter Rebbe writes a famous Igeres HaKedesh of the Alter Rebbe in Igeres HaKedesh Simen Yud Aleph. In Igeres HaKedesh it starts La'askil Chabino. The Alter Rebbe over there writes how a person is supposed to be Rachman al-Islan. I mean, if a person has Yisurim, so he should be Sameach B'Yisurim. So he writes, he writes very strongly that everything that the Eibershter does is good. And the Amunah and the realization that everything does is good, that's Megala, the good of it. That's how it's Megala, the good, which is sometimes covered over by things which are no good. And al deraz ben igad in a churban, we find it's very hard to understand this. In other words, you have to understand that there are two sides to the churban. On one end, the churban is something which was the most terrible thing, the greatest tragedy could ever happen. And for that, there's mourning. We're mourning over 1900 years, and there's halachas of mourning, and there's tanesim and all things which are connected to churban. In union of tainus, of things that are bringing out the mipnei chateinu golinu miarzenu. But on the other hand, Chazal is telling us at the same time that b'chlal Chazal yas sestira b'negeh the kruvim. One place it says that the kruvim were pnei mishalachiv. Another place it says that the kruvim was pnei malakir. So the question is, what's pshat? And my answer is, it depends. B'zman she'esin etzeinu shalmakim is pnei mishalachiv. So that's when there's the ava between the Eibershter and Yidden. And when there's no ava, so then it's pnei malakir. That's what the Gemara answers. On the other hand, the Gemara says, the Gemara in Yuma, the Fnun Dalet, that b'zman she'nichnusu, the going to the Heichel, that they saw the kruvim me'urim. They saw kruv murim and they took the kruvim and they showed the other people and they said, "Ru'u, what these people are serving the union of Zohar Nekeva." But al kopan and they saw the kruvim murim. So the shaila is l'chura. How could it be? B'shas achurban was the greatest time of l'chura of Hester Ponim. So how could it be that the kruvim murim? And the answer is no. Adirab, that Chazal say that klum, when a person is zireya, he takes a saw and he puts it into the ground, and the tachlis of the saw putting it into the ground is in order to get kamakurim. So al derech zed inyan achurban, the inyan achurban, although it looks like it's putting it into the ground and l'churi you're losing the saw, but the truth of the matter is that the pnimis of the churban is gula. That's the pnimis of the churban is gula, and that's why the difference between goyla and gula is an aleph. The word goyla and the word gula has the same letters. That transforms the goyla to gula is when you megala the alikus which is in the goyla. When you megala the aleph in the goyla, that's how it becomes gula. That's how, I'm saying it's not that. It's not. On one hand, we're mustama, most regular people have to be explained the tragedy and the calamity of the churban. It's not the pshat is. On one hand, we're taking for granted the calamity of the churban, and then we're saying that despite the calamity of the churban, nevertheless, the pnimius of the churban is good. Most of us have to first impress upon ourselves the calamity of the churban, but on the other hand, despite that, we have to also realize that the pnimius of the churban, the pnimius of churban is b'emes gula. That's the word I just want to say. And in this week's parsha, we find also that the word there's a word mata and there's a word shevet. Yidden are called matas and they're called shvatim. What's the difference between a shevet and a mata? A shevet is when something's still attached to the tree, it's called a shevet. Even when it's just first taken off the tree, and it's still moist, it could also be called a shevet. When something goes away from the tree and it becomes dry, that's when it becomes a matter. That's when it becomes a stick. There's a shevet and there's a stick. A shevet is a branch, and a matter is a stick. What's the difference between a branch and a stick? They both come from the tree. The answer is, when it became dried out, that's when it becomes a matter. So on one hand, that's why we find that the union of Nidorim, we find a stira. By Nidorim, on one hand, we say that Siyag L'Prish is Nidorim, Siyag L'Prish. So Nidorim sounds like a good thing. On the other hand, we find that L'Dayach Mashasra Teira, you have to come and ask your other things. So Nidorim sounds like a bad thing. The answer is, it depends what Madrega you are. If you're in a madrega where you need precious, so faker, nidorim siyag l'precious. If you're in a madrega where you could elevate things, so faker, l'dayach mashasra teira, why are you taking on other isurim? You have to utilize the world for the Eberster. So over here by nidorim, we're talking about people that need nidorim. Why do they need nidorim? They need nidorim because they're bebchinas matois. They're not bebchinas shevet. They're bebchinas matois, which is dried out. And that's why they need to have the chacham, which is going to come and be oikad another mikari, which means he'll bring them to a madrega, which they won't need the nedarim. But on the other hand, the matter, although a matter is l'chura dried out, but on the other hand, the matter has in it a maila that it has in its strength. The strength of the matter is fakert. So on one hand, l'chura matter is lower, but on the other hand, the matter has in its strength. Which also brings out these two points, that on one hand there's a yirida, but the yirida is megala di aliyah. A yid, l'mashal, does an avera, so l'chur it's a terrible, terrible thing. But on the other hand, the avera ultimately will be megala as kecha tshuva, which the tshuva is higher than when he was a tzaddik. Anyways, yesh, maybe this is too bekitzer, but it's not the subject we want to talk about. I just figured it's 3 weeks, we'll mention it. In this week's parsha, we have the story of the Milchemes Midian was the Milchemes Midian, and then Behemshel to Milchemes Midian, we learn there's three parshas. There's a parsha which talks about Tumas Mes, ganze parsha about Tumas Mes that you should be mechus lamachne, and then there's the parsha of Giyuli Nochrim that you have to kasher the kelim, and then there's the parsha of Trumas Hameches. That you have to take from the meches, from the booty that they took from Midian, and they have to give the truma to Elazar HaKein. Three parshas. The Rishenim shells out, ask a question, a very simple question. We had in Parshas Chukas a story where the Yidden had a melchama with Sichon and Eich, two countries, two melachim, two countries. And over there, there's no mention not of Trumas HaMeches, there's no mention of Tuma, there's no mention of Giuli Nochrim. Why is all of a sudden here in Parshas Midyan, which is a second Muhammad, three Parshas later, all of a sudden we have these three Parshas, the Parsha of Tuma, and the Tuma Sameches, and Giuli Nochrim. That's a kasha which is asked by the Rishayim. So it's not such a Klora Zach, it's not a Poshta Zach. So just say over a little bit from what the Rishayim write. The Daskenim of Alitesus, the Rosh, also asked the Shaila in Parshas Matis, Teima mipneimali nitztavu Yisrael al giuli akum b'mulchem sichaveik. Why weren't Yidden told about the din of giuli akum by mulchem sichaveik? So he brings over Yeshleimar that the other Mulchamas were basoda. There was no, they didn't get any kalim. Shishar Mulchamas hoyu basoda, v'le hoyu shom kli tashmish bayis. They didn't have any kalim. In Sichem Beig there was no kalim. They fought in the field. There was no kalim. There was no shol. So memelus, so there was no din of giuli nakum. That's what the Das Kain Baal Teisa say. The Chido asks, the Ramban, the Rosh, they all ask, what are you saying? There was no kalim. The pasuk mefurish in Dvarim, over there it says that it speaks about the Mulcham. It says Rak Hashol Dartan Bazaz Nulanu. Over there it speaks about the Shol. It's a mefurish pasuk in Parshas Dvarim. It's a pelu de Gazach. Mefurish a pasuk in Parshas Dvarim that speaks about the Shol. So how can you say there was no Shol? What's the pshat? Huh? Jewelry. So why up is only jewelry? He's saying because it was basoda. So basoda there was no shul. But if we're talking about already that there's jewelry, they only had the jewelry people were wearing. And at Caleb, I am, okay. That's some people say. I hear you. The Rosh says that lechure good. That answers Gyuli Akum. But what about the tumah? What's with the ma'aser with the tumah? So the Rosh says psamodna ma'aser. Very very fun. Psamodna ma'aser. He says on one hand, and this is negay also to the Rosh and the Ramban. We want to just talk it over a little bit. The Rosh says azoy, Midyon was not part of Eretz Yisrael. Was not part of Eretz Yisrael. Masha'in came, Sichon Ve'eg, but Pashtus was part of Eretz Yisrael. That's what he's taken for granted. Milchama Sichon Ve'eg, Nochamo. Milchama Sichon Ve'eg, Hoysa Ka'achas Milchamas Eretz Yisrael, Shehuta L'Yisrael Dvar Tume Vafila Kadla L'Chaziri. The Gemara says in Chulin, that when Yidden went into Eretz Yisrael, over there it says, Batim Malayim Kultuv, the Pasuk says in Dvorim, Batim Malayim Kultuv, Afilu Kadli the Chaziri Hutarlam. Then when Yidden came into Eretz Yisrael, they were allowed to take Afilu Kadli, they found Treifa food, they were allowed to eat the Treifa food. That's what the Gemara says in Chul. The Kadli the Chaziri was Mutarlam. So on that, the Rosh says, just like they were mutter to have Treifa food, so al derech zeh b'nigei tumah has a din of kadla de chaziri. No, there was no problems of tumah because the tumah had a din of kadla de chaziri. A very modern tushtel. L'chure kadla de chaziri means dvorim wasurim. It became mutter. Tumah, there's a din. That when a person becomes tamei, there's dinim of what he could go into the machna, when he can't go into the machna. What does that have to do? How could you shtel tzu? Azish teitn rosh. Umidu lehuzaru mikol maichul tamei mibishuli goyim, kach lehuzaru mituma shalahem. Frekder advaz, he says he doesn't understand. Ma kesher. What is the kesher between these two inyan? What is the kesher between these two inyan? Amod nemais. So I'll call upon him. So we have shver a little bit. Then there's the Ramban. There's the Ramban. The Babuster Ramban. So yeah, I wanted the Ramban shtelzach in Parshas Matis. And he says azoy. V'hizir oisam ata b'hagolas klei midyan v'li omer ze mitchila b'klei sichin ve'eg. So again he says. He says, because we have a rule, kadli the chazire ishtirulu. So the Ramban is saying like this. When the Yidden went, this is not the Ramban. When the Yidden went into Sichon V'Eig was part of Eretz Yisrael. And since Sichon V'Eig was part of Eretz Yisrael, and there's a rule that when they go into Eretz Yisrael, over there there's batim malayim kultuv, afilu kadli the chazire. So mele, everything was mutter. If everything was mutter, so there was no need to kasher the kale. Kadlo the chaziru hutar lam. Kadlo the chaziru hutar lam. So there was no need to kasher the kale. Masha'in kinaba, when they came to Midyan over there, there was Eretz Yisrael. So there was no din of kadlo the chaziru hutar lam. So memela, they needed Geul Yaakov. That's what the Ramban answers. That's one answer of the Ramban.
Maybe he wasn't Tumah either. Where is Kadlechazir?
He's not talking about Tumah. First, the Ramban is talking about the Isser Gyuli Yaakov. Yeah, only Gyuli Yaakov.
Doesn't mention Tumah.
Oh, he does mention Tumah. B'negei Tumah, he writes, oh, Modna Maisa. Nocham Modna Maisa. He says, V'chein B'din Tumah. Why was over here, Mitamol, we're worrying about Tumah, and before we weren't worrying about Tumah? So the answer is, Kimelchem Esichem Ve'Ho Yisroh. V'Tumah Hutra B'tzibur. The tumah hutra b'tzibur. So, fragging the mefarshim, also the Radvaz, he asks. He says, "What do we tumah hutra?" So, there's two chidushim over here. There's one chidush is I just do chred and zir derinyan al pipshat, which I'm not sure we're going to have an answer, but I just get it clear. We have an issue. Let's go over again the issue. We have an issue that mitamo b'melchemes midyon. The Eden were told about Gil Yakum, they were told about Tumah. Let's just talk about these two in Yon. They were spoken about Gil Yakum, they told about Tumah. So the question is, why did they wait till Melchemes Midyan? What about Sichon Ve'eg? So on that the Rosh says in Sichon Ve'eg there was no Kalim. So on that they ask, what do you mean there was no Kalim? There were Kalim, there was Shalom. The Rosh says, when you get tuma, it's a psadin from kadla the chazirim. Psamod the meiser. What's a tuma? It's a tuma kadla the chazirim. That's the Rosh. On that, the Ramban. The Ramban says no. The Ramban says her. When you get a guliyakum, there's a din of kadla the chazirim. Kadla chazirim ihutrlam. So when they came into Eretz Yisrael, they were muter bekadla the chazirim. So who adin? They were muter. Benigeya Guliakum, there's no problem with Guliakum. Masha'inkin ober Benigeya Tuma. So on that, the Ramban says, the Maisa with Tuma, Tuma is a Tuma Hutra Betzibur. Is Benigeya the second thing of Tuma Hutra Betzibur? What do you mean Tuma Hutra Betzibur? Tuma Hutra Betzibur means, the Poshtab Shad, that when you have a carbon, you have to bring a carbon based on Migdosh. So there's a din of Tumah Hutra Betzibur. That's a din of Tumah Hutra Betzibur. Masha'inkein b'nigeya amatzev, where you became Tome in a Melchoma with a Tzibur. And there's, so there's all the din of Tumah. You're not going to become Tome. Tumah Hutra Betzibur doesn't mean that you don't become Tome. Tumah Hutra Betzibur means that even though you became Tome, and normally when you become Tome, there's Kama Halachas of going into the Beis HaMikdash, but when it's Betzibur, there's a special dispensation for Tzibur, Hutra, Chutcha, whatever. But I'll call upon him, there's a din, but you become Tome. Over here, Lechuri, all the Halachas of Tome, that you need to go into a Mikveh, and you need to have Azoya, and Chusla Machna, all these dinim, Lechuri apply. So the Chura, how does Tumah Hutra Betzibur help it? It's a Shver Ramban. But again, the first tikkun of the Ramban is also Shver. Without getting involved, but again, the prat of whether it was Eretz Yisrael or not. The Chura, this din, that Kadli the Chazeri Hutalem, what does that mean? What does it mean? So if you learned in Rambam, in Hilchas Melachim, the Rambam writes Poshet. The Rambam compares this din of Kadli the Chazeri to the din of your fasteir. That just like when you go into Melchama, so there's a special heter for your fasteir because of the circumstances. And om the teira, I'll say, daiti shalodim, dibra teira, keneged yetzer hara. So al derech zeh, in a time of need, when a person goes in bishasa Melchama, you go on Melchama, so you're mutter even bekadla the chazeri. There's a ganze shaila about it. When a person eats this kadla the chazeri, when he goes into mulchama, is it metam to my love? Is it metam to my love? The Maral writes it's not metam to my love. That if you eat kadla the chazeri, it's not metam to my love. And the Isameach gets involved and he says, it says right after the posig over there, when it says mblat mleim kultuv, it says dort. I remember the posig. I remember right after the posig, bat mleim kultuv. There's a posig. Which he's telling that the pasuk is trying to say that you should know that if you eat the kadla the chazeres, even though it's mutter, but from that when you need a bavarnish b'nigeya the inyan of timtum alev, which is nigeya also there's bavus the shaila where if a person eats naif and a pekuach nefesh something which is usur, is there inyan of timtum alev. There's a letter of the Alter Rebbe, Nigeres HaKedesh, where the Alter Rebbe writes, Nase Heter, and in Nechotzi Ribua it says Gomur. Nase Heter, Gomur. But it says Nechotzi Ribua, the Heter Gomur. Imlei, whatever. It's a child. But I'll call upon him, L'chura, that's the Havanus HaDvarim. So if a person, L'moshel, came into Eretz Yisrael, B'Shas HaMulchom, let's say a person came to Eretz Yisrael, B'Shas HaMulchom, and he found Kadla the Chazeri. And Bishah, he took the Kadla Chazeri, puts it in the refrigerator. And a month later, Nochum Melchama will ask him the Kadla Chazeri. So he's mutter the Kadla Chazeri. Al derech ha-pshat l'chura not. L'chura, that would be the posh to pshat. The Gemara declares, the Rabbi Yirmi, Zashayil and Rabbi Yirmi in Yuma, in Chulun, I mean. B'nigeya, there's a din that in the Midbar, according to one man, the Amma, they didn't need shechita. They were able to have nechira. The shaila was when they came into Eretz Yisrael. If a person made nechira in the midbar, he had a piece of meat, and they killed the meat. There was no shechita, and then he smoked it. We'll have to say he smoked it to preserve it, and then he brought it with himself to Eretz Yisrael, and then he brought it to Eretz Yisrael, and. The Gemara says, if it's mutter or not. So the Gemara says, what happened? He brought it to Eretz Yisrael. The chafila kadla the chazeri mutter. So the Gemara says, no, he ate it later. Is that mutter? So over there, the shaila is what you had in the midbar, and it was mutter, whether it's mutter later as well. That's a shaila boy Rabbi Yirmiyah in Chulin. Masha'inga l'chura al-derech ha-pshat kadla de-chazeri is l'chaheter b'shas ma'isa. So what does that have to do with Giyuli Yaakov? Because Giyuli Yaakov means in here is absorbed iser, treif. Later on, a month later, a year later, you're going to want to use this pot. So the shaila is dorten dot treif. So the abedi treif is kadla de-chazeri. Kadla de-chazeri was heter b'shas ha-molcham, not later. So b'kitzer, it's shver, Abra Kobar, we have the shaila. Why was this set over here and not earlier? And the answer is, he says, because this is Eretz Yisrael, this is not Eretz Yisrael. It's the Benigel, this prat, this is the main point that we want to talk about. This prat, that Sichem Ve'oig was part of Eretz Yisrael, is not so posh. That's not such a posh dezach. That Sichem Ve'oig was part of Eretz Yisrael. Because we find that the Ramban Taka says Sichem Ve'oig was part of Eretz Yisrael. Behem Zadavar HaPosh, Sichem Ve'oig was part of Eretz Yisrael. But on the other end, there's a Mishnah Bikurim. The Mishnah Bikurim declares whether you bring Bikurim from Eivor HaYarden. Do you bring Bikurim from Eivor HaYarden? Not Klez, Machlekes. The Tanah Kama holds you bring Bikurim from Eivor HaYarden is Mevi V'keri. And Rabbi Yesi Aglili holds it Mevi V'keri. Why not? The Mer brings, the Yishalmi brings two reasons. One reason is because it has to be Ha'aretz Asher Nasatoli. The Oretz Asher Nasatoli. And this Oretz wasn't a Satoli, it was Lokchum Yatzmam. It was Lokchum Yatzmam. Pashas Haloshin is Lokchum Yatzmam, and therefore it wasn't Eretz Yisrael. It wasn't Eretz Yisrael. It wasn't Asher Nasatoli. A second reason the Gemara says in Yishalmi is because it's not Eretz Zoves Chol V'Dvash. It's not Eretz Zoves Chol V'Dvash. So machlekes. I'll call upon him either way. L'chura the pashas hamashmois of the Yishalmi is that this is not the Eretz with Shoshana Satali. And how is the Ramban saying that Sichem Ve'eg is part of the Zayin Amim, which Mamele Be'emes is a big plunter in Yishenim and Achreinim, Benigia, this Inyan, what was the status of Sichem Ve'eg? The Erachayim is Meirich. He's Arichus Gedela to explain that Be'emes Sichem Ve'eg in here. Be'emes Erachayim. There's another Erachayim in Dvorim, which is maybe Chazer from this Erachayim. But the Erachayim over here in Masei speaks about in Matis speaks about that Be'emes Sichem Ve'eg was not part of Eretz Yisrael. Was not part of Eretz Yisrael. It's very Gishmak Erachayim. And he says when the Bnei Godel Reuven came into Moshe, and they started telling Moshe that they want to have Eretz Sichem Ve'eg. So they start off. Read this. They start off as they. They start naming Atores v'Divein v'Yazer v'Nimro. The Cheshbon Veloloi Ha'aretz Asher Hikar Hashem Lifnei Adas Yisrael Eretz Miknehi V'Lavidacha Mikna. My Sistamazi, it's also interesting. It's interesting that this is American, maybe for Balkeirev. Sure. In from Shishi in Matis, it starts Umikne Rav Hoyel Bnei God Bnei Ruvin. Mikne Rav tells you a story. Vayivel Bnei God Bnei Ruvin. Then it says Vayemru. Now between the first few psukim, till Dalit and Pasuk Hey, it's a chaval. It would be nice if I were given out some maybe papers. Between Pasuk Dal and Pasuk Hey, there's a parsha, there's a hafsik, a samach, a stuma, a new parsha. Al derech hapshat, if you're reading, l'chura, we're in the middle of a story. Zehalten mitten reden. Zehalten mitten reden. They start saying, Adorz yidodos, Horez ha-shika Hashem lefnei adas Yisrael eretz miknei. And what are they asking? Matzon l'chein beinecho. Yud na'al avodecho. They're asking that they should have eretz sichem ve'eg. So why is there a parsha in the middle of a statement? What happened over here that mitamol is a stuma? I think it's a shaila. In pshat, it's a poshta shaila. Secondly, there's a second Vayemru. What's the second Vayemru? Nocha Vayemru. They started off, Vayevei Bnei God, and they started saying, And then it says Vayemru imotzanu. What's the new Vayemru? The Mahalten Chmitten Reden. What's Vayemru? The Ma'aser according to Rachaim is very gishmak pshat. He says, Sichon Ve'eg wasn't part of Eretz Yisrael. And since it wasn't part of Eretz Yisrael, so understand why. What, they're coming along and they want to have, stay in Chutz Lars. They're going out of Mitzrayim to go to Eretz Yisrael, and these people want to go to Eretz Yisrael, to Chutz Lars. How you talking? And Be'emes Meshe Rabbeinu had big tainus to them. Chaos of Avisechem. What's going on here? So they start off and they say like this. There is a din. The Rambam brings the din, Hilchos Trumas, that kol makim asher tidrich kaf raglechem be'lechem yiyu. That when Yidden conquer a land, that land that they conquer has a din of Eretz Yisroel. First, that's real. The land that they conquer has a din of Eretz Yisroel. So there's the Eretz Yisroel l'gvul Yisrael, the original boundaries of Eretz Yisroel, and then there's the extension of Eretz Yisroel, ha'aretz, that kol makom asher tidrich kaf raglechem be'lechem yiyu. That's another din. Now, but Lubai says, so your dua that Surya, there's a machlekes, if it has a din of kibush yochur or not a kibush, it has a din of Eretz Yisroel. What's the shaila? So the shaila is azay. Ein achinami, Surya was a kibush rabim, and it was done through David and Kol Yisroel, but it was done before David conquered all of Eretz Yisroel. And since it was done before David conquered Eretz Yisrael, so there's a musik, Chazal say, the Sifri brings, the Tesis brings, Bisham HaSifri, that Bepalkin Shcholish Kavashta, you weren't yet Kavish all of Eretz Yisrael, and you're going, you're being Kavish other lands. So the question is, if you can annex, Mustama, that would be the right words, other parts of the world to become part of Eretz Yisrael before Eretz Yisrael, the original boundaries of Eretz Yisrael in its entirety was already conquered. And that was the Shaila of Surya. Since Surya was conquered before the entire Eretz Yisrael was conquered, so therefore that's a svara that Surya shouldn't be Eretz Yisrael. Shouldn't have a din of Eretz Yisrael. That's the svara. So on that they came, and they knew the svara. So they came along and they said like this, Herzuch Tzu. Atar is v'divin ha'aretz asher hika Hashem lifnei adas Yisrael. In other words, this land is a land which hika Hashem lifnei adas Yisroel. In other words, he ties it like this. He says, this is a land which is not, this is already a land which was incorporated as part of Eretz Yisroel. I, l'chur, is before Eretz Yisroel was conquered. And before Eretz Yisroel is conquered, so how can you incorporate another land? So on that, the answer is because it's asher hika Hashem lifnei adas Yisroel. If a person goes ahead and does it himself, so then in Chinami, so kibush yachad lishmi kibush, and memela that wouldn't be part of Eretz Yisrael. But over here, since it was al pi adibur, there was al pi sichem ve'eg. So therefore, they want to establish first of all, and that's why it finishes a parsha. Notice, first of all, they're making a statement before they make a request. They're making a statement. They're saying halacha that as far as they're concerned, this Eretz is part of Eretz Yisrael. It's part of Eretz Yisrael. Why is it part of Eretz Yisroel? Because it's Asher Hika, Hashem lifnei adas Yisroel. And also, he brings also that it was necessary to conquer this before they conquered the other land. So when you're in Eretz Yisroel already, and instead of conquering Eretz Yisroel, you're going and annexing other lands, so then it's Taka, Shaila, Kibush Yochad, that's the Shaila of Surya. Masha'inkin over here, before they came to Eretz Yisroel, and this was on their way to Eretz Yisroel, in order to get to Eretz Yisroel, they had to conquer Sichon, and it was Alpi Adibur, so therefore that's why they mention all the names, Atari, V'divin, V'yazir, V'nimre, V'cheshmin. Notice, we're not talking about all of Eivor HaYarden. We're talking about these cities, which was B'feirish, Asher Hika Hashem Lefnei Adas Yisroel. And that's part of Eretz Yisroel. That's the first statement. And now they're asking for us to give it. That was
the, what was Moshe Rabbeinu's time?
Moshe Rabbeinu's time was because people are going to get scared. Chaos of Avisechem, Chaos of Avisechem, and v'chulu v'chulu. In other words, Lama Tzinil Leva'am. He wasn't tiny. Why are you going to Chutz Laretz? He's saying Lama Tzinil Leva'am, that people are going to feel that you're afraid to go to battle, so they will be afraid. So they say, yeah, you know, Chinami, we'll go fakert. And then Moshe agreed. I'll call upon him. That's l'chura the pshat. So it comes out according to the Ramban, it was part of Eretz Yisrael. And according to the Chaim over here and others, it wasn't part of Eretz Yisrael. So it's a machlekes. What was Sichon Veik? even if you hold that it was part of Eretz Yisrael, which is according to the Ramban, but ultimately it wasn't mamish Eretz Yisrael l'gvul Yisrael. In other words, in the parashas that it's in Maaseh, where he speaks about that this is the Eretz Yisrael l'gvul Yisrael, it's not in the same madrega of Eretz Yisrael as Eretz Yisrael me'evel ha'yarden. It's not in the same madrega. In fashidna ways, this Psalosh Rogachova, the Rogachova says it was Yotze Meklal Chutzloritz, with the Klal Eretz Yisrael Libo. It's Shinish Given Chutzloritz, and it wasn't Eretz Yisrael. That's one place the Rogachova writes. Another way the Rogachova writes, it had a Din Eretz Yisrael, but didn't have a Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Place, you have to know Psalomdas. That it had a Din Eretz Yisrael, didn't have a Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, but I'll call upon a V nor V. So the Ramban says it was Eretz Yisrael. The Erechaim says it wasn't Eretz Yisrael. So Lechurin is a Psash, Apeladika Maisa, Apeladika Shaila Pashin Mshat. Bnei Godel Bnei Ruven, Mikna Rav Hoyul Bnei Godel Bnei Ruven, and they came to Meshur Rabbeinu and they asked for Eretz Yisrael. They asked to stay over in Eivar Hayard. And Meshur Rabbeinu became very upset with them. Chaos Avisechem. In other words, very, very sharp. Until finally they came and they said that they'll go and they'll go Mevel Ayad, and the Mesh Rabbeinu agreed. When it comes to Pale Mamish, and he's agreeing, so what does it say? It says that Mesh Rabbeinu, Vidaloshin, all of a sudden, Vayitl Amesha Lubne God, Ulubne Ruven, Ulachatsi Shevet Hamanashim and Yesiv is Mamlecha Sichem El Kevar. Mitamol Chatsi Shevet Manashe came in. Where did Chatsi Shevet Manashe come in from? Manashe never asked for a chelik. It's a peladikazach. And Bne God Ibn Ruven asked, Meshur Rabbeinu was very upset. And Mitamol is Manashe. Comes along the Ramban. And the Ramban says, Mitchil Leibo Lefon of Shevet Manashe. Manashe didn't come. So he saw that's a big land. So he started asking who needs maybe Epis also. So Epis Chad Manashe came in. As he's taking Ramban. Epis Tachapella. Tachapella the Kamaisa. Meshur Rabbeinu was very upset about the whole idea. And Bepashtus reluctantly he agreed to this whole idea of them having a Chelik and Evel Ayardit. And all of a sudden, there's too big a chelik, so Meisha is looking for who's interested. And Menashe is interested. Meisha himself should be matzia, that someone should have a chelik in Eretz Yisrael. And Bechlau, if Menashe didn't ask for it, and Lechur is staying in Eivel HaYarden, is not a mile. So we contest that all of a sudden, like it's Keilu, like they're going to Menashe, Keilu being matzia, something which is not Latev Osam. That's Advar Pelish, Apela Mamsh. Is the Maisis Azay, we find that Benigeh Menashe, in other words, although on one hand, it's like, it's just an interesting thing here. Benigeh Shevet God, Reuven and God, we find that Chazal tells us, the Medrash tells us, there's a Medrash that says, that Atem Chivavtem Es Miknechem Yesem and Anefoshes. The tiny you were interested in your cattle more than in the nefashas, because first they were worrying about miknechem. Aleihem nemar nachle mevuhelus. Chazal say this hamedush that the whole nachle of Beigod Bnei Ruven is considered a nachle mevuhelus. It's a nachle mevuhelus. That's Benigeya Beigod Bnei Ruven. Benigeya Menashe is a medush in Parshas Nosei. Where over there they speak about all the korbanos that each nasi brought on all of the 12 days, the first 12 days of Nissan, and the Medrash explains the kavanah of each korban for each nasi. You know, it wasn't all the same kavanos; each one had his own kavanah. And bechlal Shevet Menashe was connected to Nachlus Haaretz. So over there it says that Benigeh Menashe says as lezevach hashlomim bokar shnayim, like it says by everyone, says lezechra bokar shnayim. Thus is Kineged Shevet Menashe. What's it? Zevach Hashlom Bokar Shnayim Kineged Shevet Menashe. Shenechlak L'Shnayim. He was divided into two parts. V'lokach Beis Chalokim Bo'oretz Chetzi Beivar Hayarden The chetzi beretz kanan. So he's bringing a karma lezevach shlom and boker shnayim, which is a maila. And what was the maila that his shevet was nechlak lishnayim, chelik chotzi beber hayan and chotzi beretz yisrael. So benigia God and Ruvain, it says the fact that they took. The Bnei Gadol Bnei Reuven, the fact that he took an Eivar HaYarden was considered Nachlam of Uhelis, something which is a chsar. And Bnei Geya, Shevet Menashe is Fakert. Shevet Menashe, Lezevach, Hashlom, and Boker Shlaim, it's Nachlik Lishlaim. The Shaila in Bahamas over there, it's Taket Bnei Geya, the Nachlam of Uhelis over there, Taket says, that at the Meitza, Bnei Gadol Bnei Reuven, in other words, it's a special din of Bnei Gadol Bnei Reuven. Somehow or another, Menashe was different. So here we have a psamot namaisa. We have a psamaisa that Bnei Gadol Bnei Reuven are taking a chelik beiver hayarden. And l'chura, it's a terrible thing. Meshe Rabbeinu is reluctantly agrees. And even after everything is said and done. So it says that it's called Nachlam of Uhelis. And then Meshe is matziah. That Menashe should take a chelik bar in that part, and then the Medrash says that the fact that Menashe got a chelik beivar hayarden is got psa maila that nechlak lishnayim. Wasn't the maila nechlak lishnayim? Which is a shaila, a shailim pshat. So I'll say over a vort. Rabbi Zecherin Levoch is a vort. It's an arichus. The gavort. We don't have time. It says azoy. Bechlal, you have to know that everything came through Meshe Rabbeinu. Everything that the Yidden have. And had and will have. Everything goes through Meshe Rabbeinu. Meshe Rabbeinu is the Raya Mehemna. He is the loyal shepherd, and everything that we didn't have is through the shepherd. Meshe was Kibul Teira Misinai. He was Mekabul Teira, but not only he was Mekabul Teira. Everything, Koma Shetalmid Vosik Osir Lechadish. Any Nekudin Teira was Nitl Meshe Misinai. Even the Teira at Mashiach will be Megal. Which on that it says Yishakeinim in Shikus Piu, and Chazal say that the Torah that we have now, Legabi the Tirasi Shal Moshiach, is Hevelu Legabi Tirasi Shal Moshiach, but it's all Nichlal in Teiras Meisha. There's nothing. There's an expression. It's in Chassidus that says Matn Torah Vetnochamol Nishzain. B'shas Matn Torah by Meshe Rabbeinu. That's when everything was Nizgal. Everything was Nizgal by Matn Torah. Everything was Nizgal by Matn Torah. That's when he gave this. Al derech ze b'negeya de geula, Meshe Rabbeinu was Geul Rishon. He took us out of Mitzrayim, and that Yitzia Mitzrayim was kolul all the Sh'ar HaGeulas. All the geulas was kimeit seis chameret Mitzrayim alenu neflois. In the geula of Mitzrayim, there was already behelim all the geulas. Al derech ze, we find Meshe Rabbeinu didn't bring them in Eretz Yisrael. Meshe Rabbeinu didn't bring them in Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is not stam up a land, Yaduah, everyone understands. And so it's not pshat, you didn't need a place to stay, they need Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael, the Chazal tell us that the Eberster says that Yidden are my Nachla. And Eretz Yisrael is my Nachla. So let the Yidden, which are my Nachla, come into Eretz Yisrael, which is my Nachla. Eretz Yisrael is the Gilui Alikus Ba'elam, and that's it's brought out by the fact that Yidden are in Eretz Yisrael and they connect themselves to the Eibishter, which Eretz Yisrael is their Nachla. That's their Nachla. That's the connection of Yidden and Eretz Yisrael. So the Yidden and Eretz Yisrael, the Yidden being in Eretz Yisrael is a fundamental part of the Kiyum of Klal Yisrael, their connection and their Shaychus to Eretz Yisrael. And Memela, their connection to Eretz Yisrael also has to come to Meshe. But Lepel, Meshe didn't bring them to Eretz Yisrael. Meshe didn't bring them to Eretz Yisrael. So the Mela, that's why Meshe Rabbeinu had to see Eretz Yisrael. That he brought Aleil Har Neveas Tertmal Har and he sold Harisicha Beinecha V'Shamalei Taver. Why was Nigeh Harisicha Beinecha? The Gemara says wherever Meshe Rabbeinu saw was Nischai B'Meiser, because Meshe Rabbeinu, in order for Eretz Yisrael to be Eretz Yisrael and to have a Shaychus to Yidden and to be the Nachla of Yidden, the Nachlosi, which is Shaychus to Nachla, it had to come through Meshe Rabbeinu. Now there's a very fundamental concept in Eretz Yisrael, is this concept of that kol makim asher tidrech kaf raglechem beilechem yir. There are the gvulis aretz, which is the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael, And then there's the ability for Yidden to expand from Eretz Yisrael into Shar HaElam, which is also a fundamental aspect of the Yidden's conquering the world for the Eibishter. The whole Metzius that a Yid came down Lamata, we've discussed many times, was that a person came down Lamata in order that the world should be conquered under Malchus Shin Dalad Yud, that the world should be conquered for the Eibishter. And that's through the fact, the ikra of the world is Eretz Yisrael. But the ultimate is that from Eretz Yisrael should be nispashim b'chol ha'aratzes, kol mokim asher tidrich kaf ragbchem be'lechem yir. But that Indian of kol mokim asher tidrich kaf ragbchem also had to come through Meshe Rabbeinu. L'chura, how does it come through Meshe Rabbeinu? That's going to happen later. So that's what Meshe Rabbeinu, when there was the Bnei God of Bnei Reuven, Meshe Rabbeinu gave part of Eber Ayadin to Menashe. Over there, when he gave to Menashe, was Bepchinas. This was like the seeds. This was the seeds of the Inyan of Kol Mokem Asher Tidrich Bekaf Raglechem Beliyah. That you could take Chutz La'aretz and transform Chutz La'aretz into Eretz Yisrael. And that's why he gave a davke to Menashe. Menashe Torez, Menashe Ben Yosef, the Neslovkod was from Shevet Menashe, they were Chibavtem Asaretz. They were Chibavtem Asaretz. The whole idea of Menashe is brought down. Menashe is Al-Shem, Nashani, Elikim, is Kol Beisori, Beis Amoli. So the Taich is, Menashe is the one that always feels that Golus is making me forget about Beis Avi, and therefore he's always pining for the Geula, for the Inyan of Mashiach. So Memeila Davke Menashe, the Inyan of Menashe was the beginning of the steps of that Inyan of the Kol Mokem Asher Tidrich Kaf Raglechem Beilechem Yir. That's also Stamazeh Rab Savort, the Ova Avort from the Brisker Rav. He says, it says, Vidaloshen Dorten, that birchis of vicha govru al birchis heirai atavas gives elam. So he's speaking about Yankiv. Yankiv is saying birchis of vicha, the bracha to Yankiv is govru al birchis heirai atavas gives elam. Yeah, atavas gives elam. So the pshat is azay. There is the bracha of Avraham, bracha of Yitzchak. The ufto of Yankiv was the inyan of uforatzta. What's uforatzta? Uforatzta means to spread out. That's Atav is Givi Salem. Notice you could go further. That's the Inyan of Yankiv, that's the Pchira Ovis, the Bachur Shabavis. Then you should go further. So he's saying, and that's the Inyan of Kol Mokim Asher Tidur Bekaf Raglechem Lechem Yeh. That says, Mitzad Avraham and Yitzchok, there wasn't yet the Bracha. Avraham and Yitzchok, they got Eretz Yisrael. They were given Eretz Yisrael. But this idea that you can have the expansion of Eretz Yisrael, that Eretz Yisrael could extend beyond its borders, that's something which comes through the Bachur Shebavis, the highest Madrega of the Ovis, which is the ability to be able to expand and to bring Eretz Yisrael into Chutz La'aretz. And that was the beginning. The seeds were planted for that. It was through Meshe Rabbeinu, which gave it through Menashe Ben Yosef, which by him is the pining for the Geula, the Nashani, Elikim is Kol Amoli. And through a person realizing that Golus is not really the place for a Yid, and the place for a Yid is Dafke Beis Avi, so that gives the ability to be able to overcome the Golus, and Mirtz Hashem B'Zeichah B'Karev Mamish, to the Geula Hamitis V'Hashleimah. Amen.